do you feel sorry for the guy starting out in Illusions and Magic now? I mean, what would you be doing right now? Is it crazily difficult? Because when you did your specials, you did them all. You did all the effects with one shot, the illusions with one shot, and it was never interrupted. And you never cut to another camera, so it was legit. There were never camera tricks. Now, what would you do?
I would do the same. I think this. You know, I love the fact that we're in this world of technological miracles. Is incredible, but we've gone through many, you know, in the 60s when I was a little kid, you know, we saw technology and, you know, video conferencing and all that, you know, that's going to happen in the future. And now we're doing it. All the Flash Gordon stuff exists today. All the Flintstones, what am I talking about? The Jetsons stuff, we're living right now. And you're like living in the middle of it. Look behind you. It's really that whole world that inspired you, inspired me, is all the kind of the future, you know, the Robbie the Robot future of possibilities. I'm in the possibility business, and I do digital things in my show. I do magic with people's cell phones in the audience because they all have them, but it's kind of done in an analog way. I think this people trust seeing real stuff that's in front of them, not on TV. And that's what's so good about doing live magic in a live theater, you know, for live people, hopefully. I think that's never going to go away. I think we're okay. And today I would be doing what kids are doing today. I'd be developing new technology, new things. I love how magic has informed technology. The cinema was a magic effect. You know, you wouldn't have movies if it wasn't for a magician, Georges Méliès, who told stories with this newfangled piece of magic technology called the cinema. You know, a lot of devices here were the predecessors for radios, for smart homes. All those things existed as magic tricks before anything else. So I'm really proud to come from a legacy of inventors and creative people that are bringing things to society, but first keeping them as magic effects to entertain people and amaze people until finally it gets revealed and they get to use it.
Well, see, that's what to me is so important about the live show, as you spoke of. It's, you know, so many kids now are growing up with just watching it on their phones or watching it on TV, and that live theater experience is so different. I remember the first time I went to a professional football game. I'd watched them my entire life, my childhood with my father, and then we actually went to a Dallas Cowboy football game, and I could not believe the energy of that stadium when you walked in, and it was something completely different. And I think coming to see your show, it's just you're immersed in it all, and you don't get it until you're actually there. And
So come on down. Yeah. Check it out.
Exactly.
MGM Grand. Two shows a night, three on Saturday. And no days off. No,
yeah. Really? 7 days a week?
7 days a week. But then I take off 10 weeks during the year, little individual things.
And but it's all good. And do you have any? So your hobbies have to be what's behind you right there, right? You're not like a golfer or anything like that, are you?
Not a golfer, no. Live on a golf course, but not a golfer. I enjoy creating stuff. I really do. I enjoy.
Do you actually physically get in there and build things yourself, or are you mainly designing and talking?
Both. I make cardboard cutouts and foam core models of things and testing it. Now we have an iPhone. You can actually look how it's going to look and then play it right back and try again. It didn't exist when I was originally doing this. We had, you know, the camcorders for a while, but before that, not, you know, anything. So we get to test and try things out and see how they might look.